Does dressing your dog in a silly outfit count as animal cruelty? We hope not, because there's plenty of opportunities to dress up for pets and humans this weekend. That's on this week's episode of 90.5 WESA Social Club.
It's Social Club for the weekend of Friday, June 24th, 2016. I'm Josh Rollerson from 90.5 WESA. My colleague, Sarah Kovash, is our digital editor.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
And Rachel Carlson runs Yelp Pittsburgh.
I run it. Is that fair to say? I run this city.
She owns it.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
She's the boss lady.
I'm the boss lady of all things local.
And she's here to tell you what to do.
Yeah. Yes, she is. Which, happy summer, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, it's officially summer.
Did you guys do anything for summer solstice?
I didn't do anything for summer solstice, but I did spend some time at the pool this past weekend.
Which is always a pleasure to be at the pool.
I have actually quite a horrible sunburn on half of my body from being at the Penguins parade last week.
Oh.
So I spent the whole time trying to face the opposite side of my body.
Were
to the
you
sun the whole
able
time.
To actually see the parade?
Yeah, I actually I went down there for work. We were doing a lot with social media for it, and it was very crowded and hard to navigate. But I found along Boulevard of the Allies, there was a nice man named Barry. Shout out to Barry, who works at the PPG building. And he had his pickup truck down there where he parks every day. And he and his like son were there, and he let me crawl into the back of his truck so that I could see over the crowd. So
I'm glad he didn't kidnap you then. I feel
like,
where's this story going?
Oh, yeah. There's no way that Barry could have kidnapped me in his car, because there was he would have to plow over hundreds of people.
Okay.
Yeah.
So not
well,
a
determined kidnapper.
No, there were a few people in the back of his truck, and he was just very nice and let me.
That's nice.
Yeah. So I could take some pictures.
It's a good view.
And be closer to the sun and then burn the hell out of myself.
Well, at least you saw some penguins, right?
Oh my God. I was very, very excited to see Phil Kessel.
I love reading about him. He seems like such, I know this is old, me sounding old, but he sounds like such a character.
He just, I just have a lot of love in my heart for Phil Kessel, and I was really excited. And he had his back to me the whole time in the parade.
How was your solstice?
I really wanted to go to Antony's for ice cream. I didn't get there, but I'm sure it was packed. I just hung out with some, I want to give a shout out Natrona Bottling Company, which has the
friend of the show.
Yeah, friend of the show, Vito, has the most delicious sodas. And I got a couple and just enjoyed the warm weather outside.
That's nice. Did you put anything in them?
No, I just wanted the it's delicious like, on its own. The almond soda is my favorite, almond cream soda.
I just discovered it. Izzy? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Izzy? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we just bought a case of that at Costco the other day, and the checkout guy gave us this whole seminar about all the different ways you can mix alcohol with this stuff. And I tried it out yesterday. He was right.
Which Costco do you go to?
Homestead.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to look for this guy.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, speaking of Natrona and spiking things,
okay,
I will have my shameless plug for my party, which will be tonight, Thursday night, starting at 8 p.m., going till 10. If you are late to the RSVP game, now is your chance. Do it now or forever. Live in eternity, not being at an awesome party.
Yeah.
Yeah, FOMO. FOMO to the max.
Oh, no.
Natrona will be there and spiking their sodas with some Tito's vodka, as well as 30-plus other food and drink vendors, as well as fun entertainment. We have a swing band. We have a DJ spinning Neo Swing, which is very exciting.
Neo Swing.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Come and you'll find out what it is.
Okay.
And we have dancers. We have a pinup makeover booth. And it's just going to be a fun time. So RSVP on Yelp.com/events for tonight.
And if you're listening Friday or later, sorry.
Sorry.
I missed all the fun.
Yeah.
We had a great time.
Yeah, we had a great time. And then on Friday, you can recover with some vodka.
Yes. More spiked drinks here.
So Wiggle Whiskey is releasing a vodka.
Are they okay?
It's about time.
At what point are they just like Wiggle distillery Wiggle or
booze, yeah.
Yeah,
all around.
True. That's true. I wonder if they think about that.
Because now they've got their hand in just about every pie now, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because they have tequila, gin,
wait,
vodka.
They make pie?
I was just going to say
oh
hand
my God.
In every
I would eat
pie?
Their pie.
Is that
whiskey pie?
I don't know if that's a real saying, but I like that.
Is that, did I make, did
what,
I confuse?
Your finger, no, fingers in some in a pie?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Oh, okay.
Good expression, Sarah.
Thank you so much.
Copy
you know,
editor over here.
Any kind of expression that includes a sweet.
Well, maybe. At some point, they'll change their name to just Wiggle Distillery, but I love Wiggle Whiskey kind of. I mean, they'll still always
nice
have whiskey.
Alliterative.
It is, which I love alliteration. But if you would like to head to Wiggle Whiskey Barrel House, which is the one on the north side around the corner from Penn Brewery, Friday from 6 to 9:30, only $12 will get you in. They're going to be doing a Jell-O dish competition judged by Rick Seebeck.
I'm so excited. Wow. That sounds
yeah.
so awesome.
Who better?
Who yeah. better to judge than the Jell-O contest? So I'm pretty pumped to see what creations could be made out of Jell-O.
I feel like Rick Seebeck is like master judge of all food competitions in Pittsburgh.
I don't know how
that is.
He's
the
like
greatest
the
spot
least
to be in.
Judgy person either too. He's like the nicest guy
no,
ever.
No, but he's smart because then he gets yeah. to eat all of this stuff, and that's
is,
my dream.
So, is there like a Pittsburgh tradition of Jell-O craft? Is that a?
I don't.
Does
think
that have
so.
A particular local valence? Okay.
No, I think it has to do with like Jell-O shots,
Jell-O jigglers,
right? Where the jiggler was invented in Pittsburgh. Little known fact.
We will not talk about the guy that represented Jell-O for a little bit. But Jell-O jigglers, you were able to cut out Jell-O shapes.
Yeah.
But then whenever we tried to make it at home, it was always a flop, literally. We would try to cut out shapes and it would just end up breaking and becoming a huge pile of chopped up Jell-O.
This is a bummer, Rachel.
I know. Yeah. Did you bring make a perfect Jell-O jiggler?
I don't know that I ever tried to make jigglers. Did you use like a cookie cutter?
I think.
Did you try that?
I don't know. It just was not.
Did you try setting it in the fridge first?
We probably were.
Doesn't work when it's liquid still.
Yeah, I know. I probably was trying to do it when it was liquid. But anyway, as well as Jell-O, you'll be able to dip dye some t-shirts. They're going to have dirty martinis, which is always a nice classic with vodka, as well as Jell-O shots, like you said. So I am totally into those Jell-O shots. I thought I got drunk once in high school off Jell-O shots. True story.
You thought you did?
You thought?
I mean, maybe I did. I don't know. Who knows?
I'm going to say you didn't.
Oh, okay. All right. I did it.
If you're unsure.
Okay. And then big event around the offices
Saturday,
here.
Saturday, it's the YEP Summer Music Festival.
Finally.
Yeah.
I know. Do you feel like you've been talking about this forever now?
No.
Oh.
Well, at least not for us.
Okay.
Have you, Josh?
No, I've just been anticipating it.
Yeah.
It's like one of our favorite summertime things, although like now it's harder to get to Oakland for us, but we will be there.
Yeah. Well, it kicks off at 3 p.m. I believe Lucius is the headliner.
Mm-hmm.
I've not heard Lucius, but I'm not familiar because I am an uncultured music listener.
Oh.
I just discovered Lemonade this weekend.
Ooh.
But we've had some people swing by recently that have been really good, and I've been exposed to some new music, so I'm excited to be exposed to more new music.
Well, Joey from the YEP Morning Show speaks highly of them, so
I trust Joey's judgment.
I trust him too, and also I think that whatever kind of music you're into, you'll probably find, because there's a bunch of different bands that are going to be playing on Saturday. They'll also have a I Made It Market at the festival, so you'll be able to buy some stuff, which I'm always into.
Is that going to include our favorite jewelry designer?
I don't think so, but that should be later on in the summer, so wait for that.
We'll update you guys.
Yeah, in July. But they will have different crafts and wares that you can buy, as well as a kids area, so obviously this is a family-friendly event.
Are you going to bring your family, Josh?
Sure, why not?
He's like, sure.
They can come along.
That's nice of you.
Yeah.
To allow them to come outside.
Yeah, you know, I occasionally let them out.
Do you let them ride the carousel at Shenley Park?
Oh, yes, they insist.
Okay, good.
Yeah, they demand it.
How much is it?
I don't know.
I remember we like bought a handful of tokens and we're still working our way through them. So I don't remember.
Oh, nice. That's good. So stockpile.
Oh, yeah.
So if you need to ride the carousel, just hit Josh up.
Yeah. A handful of tokens.
I'll be the guy hanging around by the carousel with pockets full of tokens.
No creepiness here.
I may be watching from the patio of the porch, too.
That's a good spot.
Yeah. Eating some of their
delicious cocktails.
Yeah. Well, I can make that happen.
Sarah, when you say you just discovered lemonade, are you talking about the Beyonce multimedia extravaganza? Are you talking about the beverage?
No, I'm talking about the
because I don't know which would be more embarrassing.
I knew either.
I just hadn't watched the movie, and I HBO did a replay of it this weekend, so I watched it.
I immediately downloaded
the whole album, and I've been obsessively listening to it. I've been begging my poor boyfriend to watch Lemonade with me, which he really does not want to do, because I've just been all Beyonce all day, every day now. So
good for you. Well, you're way ahead of me then. I know what it is. That's like the pinnacle of my achievement.
That's true.
I am familiar with this important cultural thing.
You making fun of me for that's like even more shameful.
I know.
But I can make you a copy if you want to join the Bayhive.
That would be illegal. No, I don't deal in pirated music.
I legally downloaded and paid for it.
Oh, can you legally share it with me?
I say yes. So.
Won't they kick in the doors? Okay. All right. I will take you up on that.
I gave Beyonce $17, so I can make as many copies as I want.
Ooh,
Josh is going to be part of the Bayhive.
She might need that extra $17.
Yeah.
Dollars.
Well,
yeah.
It might make the difference.
I don't know about that. Well, you know who wants your $17?
Tell me.
Actually, $30.
Who doesn't?
$30 to $50. We also have Prom Do-Over 2016.
This sounds so fun.
Which the theme is 10,000 Leagues Under the City.
Hmm.
Maybe it's like discovering the fourth river.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a fourth river.
Where the mermaids and pirates are.
Yes. Yes. So Saturday.
Where the Chuds live.
What?
Never mind.
Oh. Well, if you're familiar with mermaids, sea creatures, or whatever Josh is talking about, this is the event for you Saturday. $30 to $50 gets you in. They're going to be doing, obviously, a bunch of different prom-related things, like getting a contest for the best dress, the best, coolest outfit in terms of prom gowns and potentially snorkels or maybe prom pirate.
I would want to be a mermaid for sure. I would fashion some sort of sparkly tail.
Me too. I agree. We would both be mermaids. So
okay.
We'd be competing against each other. But you'll also have live music because they do a lot of really great music in their basement, as well as snacks, which they have a full restaurant. So you'll be able to hit up all the different categories that makes a good party.
They have excellent pierogies there too.
So you'll be able to eat a pierogi in your prom dress. And then...
As God intended.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Bless
and
this pierogi.
For our furry friends, the Steel City Pet Expo is this weekend at the Monroeville Convention Center.
And obviously, I feel as if there are a lot of people that really love their pets. I am one of them.
I am one of them.
Crazy people.
I have a complicated relationship with my pet. But we don't have to get into that.
Well, maybe if you go to this expo, you'll find a pet therapist because they're out there.
I'm sure they are.
And I bet
they're going to be pet.
Any pet psychics there?
I bet there is. Well,
that's worth going for alone. I
agree. Well, what you will be able to find is obviously great stuff, info involving pet care, activism. Which I don't know what that entails, but I assume it has something to do with animal rights and keeping our furry friends happy and off the streets. Giveaways, prizes, and they're going to be doing discounts for your pets that are in costume, which is always awesome to see.
I feel like, you know, primarily that'll be dogs in costume, but I would love
to
see
that. Doesn't that conflict with the anti-cruelty agenda, though?
I feel like some of them like it.
I really do, too. I honestly do.
I was in the strip last week, and I was passing by an intersection and looked out and saw a dog, a big dog, hanging out the side of the passenger side window. And then I did a double take because something didn't look right, and the dog had sunglasses on. It was super cute. I'm mad I didn't take a picture. It was really funny. You got to shade their eyes, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Yeah. So come with your dog and some shades, or get some doggy shades while you're at the Pet Expo. And that is Saturday from 10 to 6 p.m. on Sunday. It doesn't go 24 hours. It's Saturday to Sunday. There's a break in between. And then rounding out the weekend on Sunday is Vine Rewind. So this is a first of maybe many. Pittsburgh Winery in the Strip is doing a huge outdoor concert. They're shutting down Penn Avenue.
They do a lot of concerts there in the basement.
They do a lot of concerts. I know there's a lot of fans in the building of the concert scene here, and they're going to have a lot of different bands. They do a good job of booking, and the headliner is actually the Buzz Poets, which is a familiar Pittsburgh band that has not performed in a while, and the owner of Pittsburgh Winery is from the band Buzz Poets.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Tim. Yeah, so they will be performing, as well as a bunch of local and national acts. And they're also, again, adding to the flavor of the event, adding local food and libations, obviously from Pittsburgh Winery, but they'll have the beer uncovered with East End. They'll also have Franctuary Hootie's BBQ, which is one of the best in the city, so definitely hit him up.
I have not had that. Is that a traveling one? Do they have a brick and mortar?
Yeah, they do not have a brick and mortar, but it is one of the best barbecue in the city. He actually was at my party and was one of the most – it was just him. He was hustling because it was one of the most popular at this party I had a couple years ago, and he was giving out whole chicken barbecue legs. And
wow.
It was incredible. So – obviously, hit them up and enjoy a musical Sunday.
Yeah, musical weekend.
Yeah, musical weekend. Enjoying the outdoors, enjoying the music that Pittsburgh has to offer.
Don't get sunburned.
Happy summer.
Wear your SPF.
And because Josh and Rachel and I are a little forgetful, there's one more thing we wanted to mention. Attack Theater is celebrating its 21st season. You can pay $35 to join their We're on a Boat party. They will start boarding at 5:30 p.m. at the Lockwall 1 Marina. That's off of 23rd Street in the Strip. And the boat takes off at 6:30. There'll be drinks and food, and you can celebrate the end of the season with them.
Problems with police prosecutors and courts dominate the news, and people are asking, is our criminal justice system broken? Maybe, but lucky for us, it's broken in some pretty interesting ways. I'm University of Pittsburgh Law Professor David Harris, host of the Criminal Injustice Podcast. I'll talk with the people who know the system best and hear their best ideas for fixing it. Find Criminal Injustice in iTunes or at WESA.FM.
Pittsburgh.
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 Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.